Chapter 3. It was a fine Sunday, although there was no sunlight in Annalise's heart. It had been 2 weeks since she had met the hunter in the woods, 2 weeks since he had failed to come to the hall, and she had not managed to drive him from her thoughts, much less his sweet kiss. Her nightmare of the wolf continued each and every night, leaving her awake and terrified in the dark. Some nights she was snared in the dream until she died. Others she managed to awaken at the beginning of the attack. The hunter never came to her rescue in these nightmares, and Annalise feared the portent of that. But the white wolf appeared in each dream, and always it wept. It was odd. Annalise had never experienced a recurring dream before, and she wondered at its meaning. She would have felt foolish asking Isabella, for her younger sister was both busy and pragmatic. If she confided in any of her sisters, it would have been Elizabeth, for Elizabeth could see the Fae and was inclined to be less skeptical of matters not easily explained. But Elizabeth remained at Kinfairly. Annalise thought that revisiting the glade might have been the next best choice, albeit in daylight and not alone. She wished to see if there was any trace either of the white wolf from her dream or the hunter whose kiss still heated her skin. But that was impossible. Once Murdoch had heard the tale of the wolf, he had forbidden either Annalise or Isabella to leave the enclosure of Seaton Manor. After a fortnight of such close quarters, Annalise felt trapped. She lingered in the chapel after the others left the morning service and said an extra prayer for the hunter. She decided he must have a good reason for not keeping his pledge to her. Perhaps he tracked a second wolf, and it was one not so readily defeated. Perhaps it had led him far from Seaton Manor. He was the manner of man to willingly undertake a noble quest, she was certain of it, and one who would not be swayed from his objective by temptation. Was temptation all she had offered? Annalise wanted to be so much more. Had he already forgotten her? Annalise could not bear the thought, although she imagined a man of such handsome appearance would have known many fascinating women. She rose from her knees when her prayer was done, brushed off her skirts, and made to return to the hall. She did not even reach the threshold of the chapel before Isabella.